Good morning and welcome back to the Christian Soldier Podcast. I'm your host, Robert Spurbeck. Hope you're having a great week. And we're starting off here this Monday morning with a little bit of a continuation of what we were talking about the last couple of weeks in regards to time. And we took a little time off last week. I was on vacation. I thank you for those that were praying for me and came back refreshed. And so I just wanted to give us another short thought in regards to we talked about digital addiction and just being so connected to everything going around us, and really, to be honest, more connected than I believe we're designed and intended for, and that can be a real problem. And a great response from the last episode about digital addiction, and thank you everyone that had a good response to that. And so I just want to give a follow-on to that. We gave some tools last time in regards to how to monitor your time. And, but also I want us to look at, about having a reset time. But first let's look at Proverbs 13:14. I'm going to read it. The law of the wise is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. And this is wisdom. Look at the book of Proverbs that you hear about wisdom. And one of those things is to have discernment and to know what are those things that are ensnaring us, those things that are going to, it says snares of death here, those things that are going to cause our time to die, if you will. I want you to apply it that way. Remember, we looked at redeeming the time to save it from loss, and time wasters, it's time that has died, that is wasted, that can no longer be brought back. So I want us to maybe consider something, taking a step. And this is not only if you are, so well, you identify that you are digitally addicted. I encourage you to get some help with that. But I'm not digitally addicted. I know I spend time, more time than I should. But I encourage you to do something. One of the great ways that we can reset, and this is what I'm going to be doing this week, is called a digital fast. Some people call it that. Or to unplug digitally. Now, I understand we have text messages and phone calls and people we need to talk to, but just to disconnect for 7 days, to take 7 days and not read any news, not be on your social media, not be on your Facebook or your Instagram or your Snapchat or any of those things, but just use your phone for calling and texting. You know, if you need to use your GPS to go somewhere, we understand that. You know, if you need to look up something on your phone that's urgent, that's fine. We still have to function in life. But just to make a conscious decision, I'm not going to read the news. I'm not going to be involved in social media. I'm not going to play any video games. I'm not going to watch any movies or TV. I'm not going to use digital technology for leisure. Instead, I'm going to use it as a time to read my Bible, to pray, to spend time with my family doing other things. You know, board games are still, we can still have fun without having to have a digital screen. There's nothing wrong with that. And I think we need to understand that maybe we have lost something in our society, just even interacting normally. Maybe in your family devotional time, act out with your family a Bible story, you know, David and Goliath, or Jesus in the storm in the New Testament, you know, so many things that we can impress upon our children, our families, that they will remember these truths. So just to make a commitment, you know, I'm going to do that. I'm going to take a digital fast, and I'm just going to use my phone for calling and texting for what I need to, for work or for communication, that's fine. But I'm not going to use it for leisure. I'm not going to be on my social media. I'm not going to be on video games. I'm going to take a 7-day fast, and you can do that personally, or maybe you can talk to your family about it, and your whole family do that. You'll be so glad that you did. I mean, spend time outside, go on a hike, just spend time thinking about the things of God, and you'll find that your mind will be clearer, that your mind will be uncluttered, and you'll realize how many thoughts that the world puts there through news, through social media, and we'll be able to purify our thoughts, able to focus our thoughts on the Lord, and able to meditate on His great word. And if we want to do that, that'll also show us, man, I spent more time on there than I thought. When you begin to you take that away, you're like, wow, I don't have anything to do right now. You'll realize how much time you spend on there, because it's so easy to lose track of the time and to lose track of what's going on there. So I just want to encourage you with that. This is a little bit of a follow-on to what we looked at the other week. As I mentioned before, if you do have an addiction, it's controlling you. You need to talk to somebody. You need to find some help. Talk to a preacher. Talk to somebody. Talk to a friend or even a family member that you trust. Say, "Hey, I'm struggling with this, and I just need some help." And set up some protections. You know, of course, should have protections against the filth of the world that's on the internet, but just in wasting our time, we need to protect against that. That's something that we're becoming more and more aware of, and I want to encourage you in that. Well, once again, thank you for tuning in this week. I hope this has been encouragement to you. Feel free to share online. We're on sermonaudio.com, RSS.com, Spotify. You can follow or subscribe so you won't miss another episode. And we look forward to seeing you next week. Remember, if you have any suggestions or maybe just want to share a testimony of how one of these episodes has impacted your life, please reach out to us and email us at info@tbckilene.org. That is info@tbckilene.org. We would love to hear from you. Thanks for tuning in this week, and I'll see you next time.